Great Barrington, Massachusetts will soon have a new town manager. With the current manager's contract expiring at the end of June, the select board has invited Mark Pruhinsky, currently the town administrator of nearby Richmond, to take the job. Select board member Ed Abrams says the town staff is enthusiastic about Pruhinsky and also praised his knowledge of the area. For his part, Pruhinsky told WAMC on Thursday that he's accepted the invitation and is excited to sign a contract so he can start working this summer.
I worked in Great Barrington for almost 10 years, from 2005 to 2015. I served in several roles there, as first of all as their health agent for the Board of Health, but also as their animal control officer, animal inspector, and I spent about 5 years on their fire department. So I'm very, very familiar with the town. I moved on. There was a little bit of crossover in 2014-2015 when I accepted the position of town administrator in Whately, where I spent about 2 years, and then moved on to Richmond, and I've been serving here in Richmond for the last 3 years.
In your experience, what makes a good town manager, and what kind of skills have you learned along the way that you think you can bring to Great Barrington?
Well, one thing I mentioned in my cover letter, and I also mentioned this in my interview, is that I've learned how to build and maintain successful working relationships with board members and staff members, and I really believe with all my heart that that's one of the most important aspects of managing any municipality, regardless of the size. So.
What are some examples of challenges you faced as a town administrator in other communities?
We're all small communities. I've only worked in Western Massachusetts, and I think we struggle with a lot of the same issues, infrastructure issues, on a day-to-day, my day-to-day work. I think a lot of personnel matters, infrastructure as far as our IT goes. We're all kind of fighting the same fight and trying to do the best we can to serve our residents.
As you understand it, what are the pressing issues you'll be taking on as town manager of Great Barrington?
Well, I think there are several things coming down the road for Great Barrington. I think there are a lot of infrastructure projects coming down the road. I know affordable housing is a very important topic, improving access to public transportation, preserving open space. I know there are several building projects, such as renovations at the Ramsdell Library, potentially the renovation of the school coming back again. And one that's very important to me personally is I would love to see the redevelopment of the Housatonic Mills.
So you talked about one goal there. What are some other goals you have for Great Barrington during your tenure as town manager?
I think what I'd really like to do is on a day-to-day basis work to rebuild a good, strong team. I think Great Barrington is fortunate to have a number of very highly qualified town department heads, and I'm really looking forward to working with them and creating a respectful professional work environment, doing some cross-training, maybe some succession planning, and doing whatever I can do as a generalist to help them as the specialist in their department be successful.
Do you have planned meetings with departing town manager Jennifer Tabakin to get a sense of what the day-to-day life is like for her in the role as it exists now?
I don't at the moment. This all happened very fast. I just heard last night that they had offered me the position, but I know Jennifer very well. I worked for her. In fact, I worked for the last three town managers in Great Barrington in my time there, and of course I'll reach out to her and connect with her at some point very soon.
Give me a sense of the kind of roles a town manager plays. You talked about your experience working in small Berkshire communities. What's it going to be like at Great Barrington, and what kind of responsibilities are you going to be taking on?
Again, I think there are a number of hot topics in Great Barrington that they would like to see their next town manager be very involved in, and that was very apparent in my interviews. Again, affordable housing, transportation, economic development, diversity, cultural diversity and economic diversity, supporting a local food economy, and then again, emergency management and things along those lines. So,
when do you expect to take on the position?
Well, I spoke briefly with the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, Steve Bannon, this morning, and we'll be meeting within the next, couple of days to start to discuss that. I expect it would be a July 1st start date at this point.
Tell me about your life. Are you a Berkshire guy? Are you a native to the area?
I'm a Great Barrington native, born and raised in Great Barrington. I have a long, long family history in Great Barrington, lots of family, lots of friends. I returned here 15 years ago to put my kids through Great Barrington schools and provide them with the opportunities and the upbringing that, that my wife and I both had as Berkshire children. And you know, I feel like at this point I'm in the height of my career, and I'm really looking forward to giving the best years of my career to my hometown.